friends. It's Thursday, March 17th. This is another edition of Unfathomable Grace. These are thoughts that I have on a weekly basis that I hope will be of encouragement to you. Today, the thoughts come from Psalm chapter 32. This was a passage I read yesterday, thought through with our staff meeting. It may really encourage you in two ways. Oh, how good is God's gospel? And oh, how good is God's law? So if you want a title for this, I've entitled this, A Horse, a Mule, or a Wicked Fool. So let's look at Psalm 22. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. But I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Wouldn't we like to enjoy spiritual blessing? To know that our transgressions are forgiven, our sins are completely covered? Wouldn't that be an awesome day if you could walk in joyful transparency before the Lord all the day long and enjoy His sacred presence? Can you imagine the awesomeness of enduring our various storms of life with God as our shelter and our hiding place? To grow in knowledge and wisdom. This is our birthright in Christ Jesus. This is what the gospel promises to us. We get to enjoy transparent communion with the Holy Lord. But too often, we walk around as if we are less than His beloved. We walk around in silent, prayerless misery. We spend insufficient time communicating with God by looking at His Word, finding our sin, and running to His gospel affection. And it seems as if our bones are wasting away. Life becomes intensely heavy. It feels as if God's almighty hand is maybe pushing on our chest and making it hard to breathe. But then, how fantastic it is when we finally talk to Him and pray and confess our sins and freshly experience His words of forgiveness. Oh, that intimacy is revived on our part. He was always there knocking on our door, but now we get to enjoy the Christ that we had spurned. We get to enjoy tasting of Him that when we had pushed His bounty away from our plates. How fantastic it is not to have that heavy chest because of our sin, but to have clean consciences that are freshly forgiven by what Christ has already done for us. And so, friends, that's the first challenge today. Why walk about ignoring your sin, excusing it away, blaming other people? Go to your Christ who loves you and promises the forgiveness of all your iniquities. Acknowledge your sin. Quit covering your iniquity. Spend time repenting. This is the sweet thing we get to do every day, as we are sinful saints, always reforming, always repenting. But then what? Remember, I want you to enjoy the gospel and then enjoy the law. Enjoy God's precepts, His commandments, His wonderful counsel. But too often, we are like the psalmist in the text who says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you, but be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with a bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. So be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Yes, too often we're like that horse. Too often we're like that mule. Too often we play the part of wicked fools. And it's not abnormal for us to go throughout a day discounting the importance of communicating with God through the word and prayer. And on such days, we consistently have to be jerked about here or there. The good shepherd must use his rod and staff to lovingly bring us back, but it hurts. Yes, because we're asinine, we do not listen to his voice. And it's really sad when we have to be led by bit and bridle. So let us be reminded of the affection of our God, his wisdom, and not be the horse or the mule. Let's go into the word and meditate on it day and night. Let's pray without ceasing. Let's cherish the opportunity to walk in the Spirit. Let's be less prone to wander and more prone to be glad in the Lord or rejoice in the Lord and shout for joy. It is good to be declared righteous, and it is good to walk in the righteous way, and God's law shows us that which is righteous. So as Christians, we get to be graced by the gospel, and we get to be graced by the law, and that's our birthright.